Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for your sage guidance on this matter. I think we have to grapple this rather fundamental point. Infectious disease outbreaks are not going to come probably 99 times out of 100 with a little flag on top of them saying this is a deliberate outbreak. That may only become apparent as the response from existing mechanisms, both international and national and regional, sorry, that's three, not both, are underway. So we're not going to create, and it seems to us unnecessary to create an entity that sits there twiddling its thumbs, waiting to be sent into action to respond to the deliberate outbreak. Now, there are things, as we've said before, and I said in my opening remarks this morning, that Article 7 can do. There's things specific to the BTWC, and this, I think, provides a nice segue into the next agenda item, where we have first business item there is the South African paper, which they're bringing back to us. They're very constructive and pragmatic and sensible proposal they aired in previous years, which we strongly support. This is an example of where the BTWC can contribute to the response to infectious disease outbreaks that may be deliberate. So just to conclude there, that we have to accept the technical reality about infectious disease outbreaks. It's very difficult to know that this is deliberate or accidental. That may only emerge in the course of the response or any other kind of associated investigation. So we look forward to talking about the South African paper, hopefully very soon. Thank you.